So, like, Alex, you know how you're kind of obsessed with iPhone season?
Only a little. Yeah.
I think I'm going to switch to Google Pixel. Like,
oh, this is such magical. A Vice thing. Do we want to hold this off and talk about it briefly during the show? Because this is like my number one Vice.
I know the proper adult thing to do would be to cook all of my meals, but I cannot make food as well as all the restaurants around me can do. So my biggest vice is eating a lot of food at restaurants and ordering it.
Welcome to I Need an Adult, where growing down isn't an option. I'm Kat.
I'm Cher.
And I'm Alex.
And today we're going to talk about our vices.
Yay!
Vices, like, it's like Iceland.
I love Iceland.
I do too.
So many. So shout good out, programs.
So shout out to Lisa Samaro. Like, for real, they're going to be through everything. Shout out to them.
Who wants to start?
With their vices?
Yes.
Ooh,
why am I the most excited? Oh no, I'm totally here for this. Okay. So I would say my main vice is actually the technology I buy and spend like too much money on. Every year I buy myself a new iPhone. And it's very, very exciting to me. It's something like smartphones feel like less and less of a privilege and more of something that everybody has, which is absolutely how it should be, especially in developing countries where like cellular data is getting better and better. That excites me. However, what I do is totally a vice. There is no reason that I need to buy a new phone every year. But this year, listen, folks, this year, there's the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10, but it's written like iPhone X.
Like Malcolm 10.
Yes, it is like Malcolm 10. So this year is like the iPhone's 10th anniversary, but they're doing this thing where the phone is not going to be available. It's going to be hard to get. Also, this phone is $1,000.
Oh, like, it's so extra.
It's, and I'm going to be a crazy person. I'm probably going to buy it. But then I see the Google Pixel 2. If folks don't know, it is like Google's flagship Android phone. And I'm very tempted by it because I'm like all about the robots. I'm all about artificial intelligence. Pretty much all of my work.
Well, being your enablers, do it. Just
God, it's
so succumb to your vice.
But that's the thing is like, is my vice okay for me to buy two phones? It's just
You can be like Kevin Gates. He's got two phones. One for the plug and one for the hose. So like,
First of all, who's that?
It's a fantastic song that came out last year by Kevin Gates, the goat. And he's fantastic.
I like goats.
He's great. Goats are greatest of all time. Goats,
especially mountain goats.
Indeed. And he has this wonderful, wonderful classic, if you will, called Two Phones. And it will be playing while I'm explaining all this. It's fantastic. It is that jam. Yeah, you can be like Kevin Gates. Live your Kevin Gates truth and have two phones.
Yeah, and as both of you know, I don't want to say that I'm disheveled often, but I don't spend too much money on clothes or anything like that. And the other night, like, I was venting because I spent $30 on a haircut. And not that that is bad. Like, I realize people spend way more money on hair.
Yeah, mine's like 5 times.
You do you. If, like, I really hate the stigma of, like, oh, you spend so much money on makeup. Oh, you spend so much money on fashion. Like, it's this really sexist, gross paradigm. And it's like, you know what, dude? Like, you wish you owned a plane. So you're buying a bunch of guns. Like, let women have their makeup. Let everybody have their makeup.
Damn
anyway,
right.
oh, But it's just because I don't really like my head being touched, and the Great Clips by my house was closed. And I was like, I love you, dude, and I know that you're doing a really good job. But yeah, so my vice is essentially to spend $1,000 on a phone every year. And I'm also like not an alcohol drinker because my spouse doesn't drink. I shouldn't say that. I am definitely an alcohol drinker when alcohol is freely provided to me.
Damn right.
But it's very much, it feels like I'm poisoning my body, which essentially I am. And like, I accept it as an adult choice that's happening. But I'm like, well, if I'm going to poison my body, at least I want someone to pay for the poison that's going inside me.
Absolutely. As a red-blooded American should.
Yes, exactly. And I guess fast food, not so much a... It's both a vice and honestly has become sort of a necessity in the way I work, which is something I am trying to cut back on. But then I like live off almonds, which is probably not great either. And last but not least, I'm going to put an asterisk towards this one because sometimes when I'm in Seattle, I enjoy the occasional marijuana, of course, only in Seattle or Colorado or Nevada
or Portland.
Yeah. Oh man, I got fucked up at XOXO. Anyway, but
same.
But
I was talking about Aesop's Fables.
Oh man,
it was weird.
Yeah, but typically when I enjoy this product in Seattle, it's very much like a self-care type of thing. It's like it feels better than it feels better than taking Tylenol. And people are going to be like, "Well, duh, of course." But it's like, "No, you don't understand." Like I'm like cursed in that I have my period during every like work convention I'm at. Yeah. And so like having that
sucks. But like, I'm sorry to laugh. But, like,
yeah, no. It totally so is. Much. And I know
I'm literally going on a trip next weekend and my period ends the day before I leave because blessings.
Yeah, really. Blessings. There's never been a more hashtag blessed like moment. You don't need to pack
you
extra.
Crimson, yeah. Crimson tide. Yeah. Fuck it.
I want to be a minimalist, but there's so many like minimalist douchebags who are like, yeah, you don't even need to carry a bag. I'm like, okay, sis dude, you are, there's a very important thing you're forgetting that you can't just pick up anywhere because you have a penis. Anyway.
Also, I love myself, so leave me alone.
Yeah. And, but yeah, like that's why I'm like trying to figure out if it's a vice because I'm not, with the exception of that time, a few times in Portland, right. It's not like I get like fucked up or, I forgot video games, but also that's like part of my job. So
yeah. I kind of want to go back to the vices of the technology. Like, where do you think that started?
Oh, definitely as a kid when I had no friends and the only thing that I liked to play with were like my robot toys. And for Christmas, when I was 10 years old, got my very first computer, an iMac. Again, very privileged. If I had, like, if my parents had made less money, I would not be this way. I wonder what I would. I probably would be the same. Honestly, I would have saved up and bought nerdy things because I read a lot of books and So yeah, the way I am is inevitable.
Word. Yeah.
But yeah, I've talked too much.
I will say that me and my brother didn't grow up with a lot of money, but he has similar technology habits. So it's not totally from privilege, but probably mostly. Anyway.
Totally.
Moving on.
Not totally, but mostly.
I think some of my vices is I have just developed this fascination with makeup tutorials and hair tutorials, which has recently led me to buying a lot of makeup. And like for gift cards, I would usually be like, oh yeah, like Amazon, because I can get anything. But now this Christmas, I want a Sephora gift card.
Yes.
I've never even been to Sephora before.
It's a magical place. I will take you there anytime.
I've also never been there, but I don't want to go there.
You're missing out, Alex.
I gotta
it's a magical
get my
place.
Fenty. I have to get my Fenty on. Like, yes. I'm like just dying.
I need to find out what my number is because I have a weird complexion. But you know what? No, it's not weird. It's my complexion. It's my complexion.
Rihanna has a match for you. Don't worry.
I know. She has 40 and then coming out with more. I love you, Rihanna.
Rihanna. Thank you, Queen Ri.
So Robin, Rihanna, Fenty, blessings. Thank you.
And all I can just think about is just like buying highlighters and buying like concealers and mascaras.
You're going to be even prettier than you already.
I'm wearing makeup.
You're enhancing ColourPop. I know you're enhancing your beauty. Yeah. That's all it is.
Thank you. And then that like quickly spiraled to like hair tutorials. So like now I'm going to say I am saving a lot of money because I am teaching myself how to do my own hair.
Oh. Yeah.
So I can justify my makeup spending. I cannot justify going to a black salon. That is, first of all, I don't have 12 hours to sit in a chair. Second of all, those prices are outrageous. So yeah,
damn right. I feel like we could have a conversation about that in general because I feel like 4 out of the 12 hours, you're just sitting and waiting for somebody
to
touch your hair.
You're just waiting.
So, they're like, I'll be right back. And like, and then you don't see them again. And then there's a new person like, I'll start you off. And I was like, no, you're not going to though because you're going to also disappear. Right. It's a whole thing.
It's a thing. And I don't have, and much like Alex, I don't like having my head touched by others. I don't even let like my spouse touch my head because it just gives me the chills. It's just icky.
Yeah, it's not great.
And so like that has become one of my vice, but I make it affordable by, shopping deals at like samsbeauty.com. I do feel conflicted because I don't want to support websites that offer skin lightening products because I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your societal norms and colonialism and westernization.
Dove owns so many shampoos. Like,
dude, I wash my body with shampoo, and you know, like sometimes it's kind of like, but my skin's really soft, and it's like, kind of like, I don't know. Like, I have to like choose this battle. Am I gonna like? I know this is wrong, but also my skin's hella soft. So like, it's a battle. So like, maybe that's a vice for me. Yeah. I don't know. Soft skin. Is that all your vices?
Oh, I mean, like, I drink maybe more than I should, but I'm going to be stopping.
Nice.
Because fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm not pregnant, but I'm not. I'm planning on it. So.
Yay!
I can't.
Exclusive! That's an adult exclusive. I guess vices for me. So there was a period this year where I literally didn't go grocery shopping for like 6 months.
How?
I just ate wherever the fuck I ate. And it was not, it was like scheduling for grocery store shopping to the point where like, I was getting anxious about going to the grocery store, like, oh God, I have to like make up a list and then think about it and then have to like plan meals more than a day in advance. It was a lot. I'm not sure if that's a vice or that's like something that I was just going through for like 6 months, but it was tough. So like I was like constantly eating out, or like just not eating. But as far as vices go, much like Catherine, I can talk about my hair 4 days.
Yes.
I have so many different products that deals with my hair, and I do a lot of my own hair just because I have a lot of it. It's very thick and
it's beautiful.
Thank you. wasn't efficient, but
I know. I
you
complimented
both have
when
beautiful
I came
hair.
In.
It's wonderful.
I did it myself.
I just
same.
Well,
this
I just
is a
realized,
creation.
like white people forget that we have like a lot of hair privilege, and I also have lesbian hair privilege because I can just go in anywhere and be like, give me a basic dude cut and let me leave. Gay privilege. I think it's really interesting because all of us kind of our vices stem from like insecurities, really, societal insecurity. Like I was thinking about like a lot of the times I've done like Instacart or Postmates, it's like I am too anxious to go to the grocery store. Like I can't like hallucinate clowns in the you can laugh. It's weird. Don't worry about laughing about someone's mental illness. If you just laughed at the podcast because I'm laughing about it because it sucks. But like like going to Jewel and be like, nope, can't do the fluorescent lights.
And just like me, it's like so much about the actual store. It's like the planning.
That's a huge it's a huge burden.
And like trying to, and like because I, it was like the summer, I was in here for like till 9 o'clock at night every night working on shit. And by the time I'm out, the stores are closed. And like, I guess I'm having, you know, whatever I have under my couch, like for dinner tonight or whatever I could scrounge up together or eating some shitty food.
Did you just say under your couch?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I wasn't actually doing that. But, you know, it's a figure of speech. Like, I was trying to be
wait,
funny.
Wait, what is it?
Maybe no, it's
okay.
Not.
I was like, the same thing, like expression it's or a funny, and I didn't want to laugh because I was
it's
like,
fine.
It's just not funny.
It's my delivery; it's really dry. but you know, it was just like it was a whole thing, and I guess my advice is just like you know what, whatever, just throw money at the problem. And I do that with a lot of the things in my life, and then I wonder where my money goes, and then I don't have money, and then it's like, oh fuck, you dumb bitch, why didn't you do this stuff? And, then it's like the constant self-loathing cycle just continues. So I don't know. I'm trying. Like, and I was thinking about this today actually before we walked in about like what is the, you know, like trying to dig in and like the base of like why I do the things that I do, and I, I don't know. It's a lot, I'm sure, but it's...
Wow. So I wonder, like, what is the, like, definition of vice? Because everything that I've talked about and what I think about, all of these things I do when I'm feeling terrible. Like,
it's a
when
coping
I feel,
mechanism.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, wait, so are books also a vice? Because it's also another thing I do to, like, cope?
Maybe, like, books like 50 Shades of Grey. I feel like that's probably a vice, but not most books.
I mean, I really like, Ender's Game. That is it's problematic as heck, but that's a darn good book.
Yeah. I don't know, like... I guess vices for me though, like watching TV, I think is a
definitely
is I watch it constantly to an impressive distinction because I have so much shit going on and I literally should not have time to do or watch TV ever because I have so many things going on. But then I find myself watching TV on the bus, watching TV, you know, in the bathroom, watching TV, you know, in bed, constantly watching TV. And it's just a way to diverge whatever nonsense is going on in my head at the time or whatever coping mechanism that I need in that moment that kind of clenches it.
It makes you feel better, my therapist says it's good for me to watch TV.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's just like she wants me to like wake up and do something that I enjoy. So I have motivation to get out of bed in the morning. Depression.
No, well, that's so real.
Yeah. my spouse is therapist. I have been given permission to share things. So no one get mad, please. Our audience isn't going to get mad, right? Hi, nice people. Thank you for listening.
Hi.
But their therapist has said the same thing. Like, okay, if Grey's Anatomy is getting you out of bed in time to shower and take your medicine and eat, like, for now, that's okay. And yeah, like this is really interesting because I'm trying to think of like things that other people would consider vices. Like I've heard people say that, sleep is my vice. And I'm like, is our culture that toxic that a basic need of almost all mammals, no, all mammals need sleep, right? Like,
yes.
Like that we consider that a vice. Like I get 8 hours of sleep every night. I'm like, dude, you know how much that, like, you're gonna live to be a million years old because no adults in America sleep 8 hours a night.
I sleep nine.
Oh god, I'm so jealous. Oh,
I
good
sleep
for you.
Six at most. Six,
yeah, same.
Six on a good day. But yeah, sleep can be a vice. I can get that. I'm trying to think of other vices I have, or like as far as advice about vices. I think vices are healthy. I think there's a stigma against vices. Like people think like cigarettes or drinking is a vice, you know, to, you know, suppress some kind of other, you know, alternative emotion that they're trying to cope with, but you know, not all vices are bad. I think vices can be healthy as long as it's in moderation. But what other vices do you guys think other people would have?
I just realized, like, I've never been a cigarette smoker, but I love the smell of, like, old cigarette smoke because both of my grandparents used to smoke and, like, my in-laws smoke, and I, like, have a nice... Like, I hate being around them when they're smoking, but it just brings me a positive, like, warm vibe, like, when my spouse comes home and they smell like smoke, because they don't smoke, but it's just, it smells nice. But yeah, I wonder how, I would love if some listeners tweeted at us or whatever, to hear about, like, what they consider vices for themselves, but also, like, if their vices just come out of coping mechanisms.
Yeah, I would love to know more about that. And on that note, let's do our adult deed of the week. Who wants to go first?
Nose goes.
Damn it, I lost. my adult deed this week. I am working on a project, hopefully through a foundation, that will potentially give me money. So that's cool. I guess that's adulting, making money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's my adult thing this week. What about you, Kat?
My adult thing this week is, so every time that my Fitbit tells me to walk, I do it.
Nice.
That's so
it, like, vibrates and it's like, Kat, you have 2 minutes left in this hour if you don't hit your step goal. I was like, okay, Fitbit. I
got your Fitbit's me.
I know. But I've been so good. So I just have to make it like 2 more hours.
I love when push notifications are mean.
Yeah.
my favorite push notification is from my period calendar Clue. When I forget when I forget to add it in or something like that, or like I'm late, they're like, you better not be pregnant.
Yep.
I was like,
that's your business.
I'm like, excuse me, bitch, this ain't your business. But then also it is. So yeah. What about you, Alex? Exactly. Yup.
This is something that I feel like children are really great at, and then when we grow up, we're real shitty at it. I have been trying to stick to a bedtime, and that bedtime is actually really late, and at 12:30 p.m., which it should probably earlier. However, it's something that I can actually stick to, and then I get into bed, and I'm definitely still dicking around on my phone, but but usually it's a coping. It helps me relax to like read, and then I try to go to sleep at a regular time every night. So I'm sure it's only gonna last until our next episode, if not sooner. But yeah, it's felt pretty good.
Awesome. And on that note, that is the episode. Want to give a thanks to some office for their facilities and space. Want to give a shout out to Post Honest. Post Honest is an independent podcast collective with shows hosted by people of color, women, and creative kind of hosts. Limerick.fm at posthonest.com. Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Cher.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you, Cher.
Thank you, Alex.
And you can follow us on Twitter at I Need Adult Pod. You can like us on Facebook, I Need Adult Pod. And we're on Instagram at I Need Adult Pod. We are on Instagram.
Let's do a selfie.
We are going to do a selfie after this. But yeah, if you have any questions that are longer than 140 characters, or if you're one of the few people that have 280 characters, you can send us an email at I Need Adult Podcast at gmail.com. But until next time,
don't forget, rake your leaves.
Bye. Loudness. Audio.